Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing the big sign your ex is hurting. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing the big sign your ex is hurting. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you will likely feel a mixture of negative and positive feelings towards your dumper. In today's podcast, I'll be discussing 3 points to consider regarding the big sign that your ex is actually hurting after dumping you. So let's get straight into this. And point number one is, do you want them to hurt? So before we get into the actual big sign itself that your ex is hurting, we need to ask ourselves the question, do we actually want our dumper to hurt? Do you want your ex who ended your relationship to hurt and feel pain? Now, I'm sure this is the type of question which, depending on the time of day that you hear it, you will probably think of a different answer. Maybe sometimes you'll be feeling, no, of course I don't want them to feel pain. I love them. I miss them. I want them back. I'll do anything I can to fix this problem. Or alternatively, at a different point of the day, you might hear this question, think, yeah, I want them to feel pain. I want them to feel the pain that they put me through. I'm going through heartbreak. I'm going through anguish. I'm feeling all of the worst feelings I've had in my life. I've never felt this bad, and I want them to feel the same. I want them to feel the pain, the hurt, the upset, the distress, the fear, the loneliness. I want them to feel that. So, as you can see, depending on the time of day, depending on your mood, depending on the situation you'll find yourself in each and every day, you might move back and forth between these thoughts, theories, and concepts. But should you want your ex dumper to hurt? Well, it's not a question which is as straightforward as yes or no. Now, if we want to be as simplistic as we can, I would suggest that the true answer is no. You don't want your ex dumper to hurt, because if you're listening to this podcast, you want to get back into a relationship with them. And if they are feeling true and genuine pain, then that is not something that is likely to make you feel good if you want to be in a relationship with that person. If you want to be in a relationship with somebody, you don't want them to be feeling negative pain, emotions, fear, turmoil. Of course, you don't want a loved one to be going through this. However, as I said, this isn't a straightforward question, because on the flip side, if they don't feel a level of pain post-breakup, then why would they want to reconnect with you? So it's not as straightforward as saying, I wish negativity on someone that I love. Now, what we're actually saying here is we want this person to feel a level of negativity and pain about not being with us anymore, and therefore increasing the chance of them wanting to change their mind and reconcile. So it does depend on the angle you look at. It does depend on whether you want to make sure that a certain person has pain inflicted upon them in a negative kind of way, or whether you're actually looking at it and saying, I just don't want them to feel fully happy and satisfied in their new life, because if they do, why would they decide to turn back and reconnect with me? You know, I understand what you're speaking about, what you're going through. I understand your answers. I've been there in the past myself. I understand. If you work in a restaurant, you need to have tasted the food. And everything I speak about in my podcasts is based upon my own life experience and research into the subjects. And I've been there. In the past, I've been dumped. In the past, I've been the dumper. You know, I've seen different examples, variants and angles from my own life. And then beyond that, through the many, many years of research that I've done. So if you're having this moral conflict in your mind about, do I actually want them to feel pain? Do I want them to hurt? I think you just need to try and unpack it as best you can. Yes, they've caused you a great deal of pain. And through that frustration and upset, you will likely feel a level of bitterness. But that type of bitterness and negativity is not really, truly what you believe in if you want them back. If you want them back, you don't want them to be going through the turmoil that you did if you're honest and genuine with yourself. Because why would you want a loved one to experience everything which is horrible? However, to get them back, we can't have them too happy and satisfied and fulfilled on their new life journey because they wouldn't turn back. So you want them to feel hurt about your relationship breaking down. You want them to feel pain that the breakup is not what they wanted and maybe they could change their mind at a later date. So try not to get too hung up or worried about your answer to such question, and more so just try to live a positive life for you and think positively about other people, including your ex if you can. It's perfectly natural to feel anger, frustration and sadness and a level of bitterness, but try not to hold on to these emotions for the wrong reason. Because if you do, you certainly won't get your ex back. You certainly won't move forward in a way which will find an even better partner either. Because negativity is a bad emotion. It's tiring. It's exhausting. And it doesn't mean that people want to spend time with us. Living a positive life is much more likely to make people to want to spend time with us, including your ex. So now let's get into point number two and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And point number two is the big sign. So today's podcast is about the big sign that your ex is hurting. And point number two, the big sign itself, is that they keep entering your orbit in a negative way. So let me break that down because that might sound somewhat complex. So when I'm talking about they are entering your orbit, this means they're entering your life in various potential ways. Now, this could be a straightforward, obvious way, such as they make contact with you. This could be directly one-on-one. This could be them knocking on your door and speaking with you. This could be them phoning you up and giving you a call. Or more likely, it could involve them sending you some type of message, i.e. a text. If they do any of those types of things, that could be constituted as them entering your orbit. But on top of this, we also have social media. And social media could tie into them typing a comment. It could even tie into them watching your stories. If they view your stories, you know they've watched it, and they know that you know they've watched it. So all of these things and more that I don't have time to really delve into today could be included in the thought process of them entering your orbit. But today's podcast is not just about your ex-bedumper entering your orbit. It's about them entering your orbit in a negative way. And this is where the difference really has to be considered. Now, of course, if your ex-bedumper reaches out to you in a positive way, then that is a fantastic sign because we want to try and reconnect with them in a positive, healthy way. So if your ex-bedumper reaches out to you and it's really positive, light-hearted, happy, carefree and fun, then that's fantastic. You know, that is not anything to be feeling bad about or like, okay, that doesn't link in with that podcast I heard. No, that's great, okay? But what we're talking about today is if your ex-bedumper reaches out to you in a negative way, and maybe this is directly via a text or a call or in person, or perhaps it's via social media, maybe they're typing comments, maybe they're viewing your stories, and then doing something such as giving it a dislike or an emoji or something which feels negative towards what they're actually doing, okay? If you have these experiences, at first thought you might think, well, that's terrible, okay? They're being horrible to me, they've dumped me, and they won't leave me alone. They keep coming back to me in various ways, being more and more negative. Why are they doing this? Why are they torturing me? Now, although, of course, it's not nice to have negativity put on us, especially after you've been dumped. Okay, I'm not saying for a second that this is a nice experience. And I also can't guarantee that your ex-bedumper is feeling pain, but what I would say is that there is a very good chance that they are starting to move into a mindset where they are feeling hurt. Now, the reason I say this is because the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is indifference. So if your ex-bedumper truly wanted to end your relationship and move forward with their life, the most likely behavioural pattern that they will showcase is indifference. That is the most likely way they will behave. And that is why, when people are trying to get an ex back, sometimes they don't hear anything for 6, 9, 12 months or beyond. And this is because the dumper needs to go through their journey to the point of where they start to reflect and want to reconnect with their ex. But during that time that they are apart, during that time where there's no contact, they are not feeling a level of pain. They're not hurting. They're not missing their ex in the way which is necessary to reconnect. They're indifferent at that time. Now, if we consider what we're talking about today, and that they're entering your orbit in a negative way, what this shows is not indifference. What this shows instead is them taking action to post, speak, or showcase negativity. Now, although that's not nice, although that's not good necessarily to hear or to feel, what it does show is a level of energy, a level of energy that your ex-dumper is putting within your connection. Now, what I would say to this is, if somebody truly wants to end a relationship, if somebody truly doesn't want you in part of their life, then why keep coming back to you? Why leave a digital footprint? Why present themselves in your orbit? For good or for bad, why do it? If somebody is truly done, then they're done. They're not part of your life. Why are they periodically contacting you with negativity, typing horrible things, shouting at you, saying this, that, or the other? Maybe they're watching, viewing your stories, your posts, whatever on social media, and they're posting negative emojis or reactions. All of these things take energy. And you might think, well, it only takes a few seconds, so who cares? Well, no, it still matters. They're taking seconds out of their day to do something regarding you both. And I would say, by and large, generally speaking, this is because your ex-dumper at this time is hurting. They're feeling pain. And if you want to try to get your ex back, although this isn't the only possible journey that your dumper could go through before they want to reconnect, it is certainly one of the possible journeys. As I said, you might be a luckier person who receives positive contact from your ex and everything goes much smoother. But if you do receive this negativity, although it's not nice to hear, to see, or to read, what I would say is that they're investing energy into your connection. And why would they do this if they didn't care? I suggest that they do care, but they're feeling frustrated, they're feeling pain. Now, are they feeling this because they're angry with themselves for ending your relationship? Are they feeling angry and frustrated and bitter about the way their own life has turned out after the breakup, and they feel all of this negativity that they're now putting on you? Or alternatively, are they feeling that you did something which caused the breakup and they miss you really badly, but they can't get past that point? You know, and this is the differential. This is what I can't say for certain unless I truly know and understand your situation. But what I would say is that either way, this shows that there is unfinished business to a degree. Because if there wasn't, then why on earth would they waste so much time on making contact with you? Now, if you would like advice and support about how to try and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website www.datemetips for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. So now let's get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast, about the big sign your ex is hurting. And point number three is what to do. So what do you do? What happens? What should you do and how should you proceed if you receive negativity via your ex-dumper entering your orbit? Well, I would suggest that you need to remember a certain few key words. You need to stay calm, relaxed, and positive. Calm, relaxed, and positive. There is no point in getting into some type of angry back and forth. No point in getting into an argument. This isn't going to help you. It's not going to help them. It's certainly not going to help your situation. The best thing you can do is present yourself as stable-minded, positive, and focused on your own journey. Now, what you should respond with, how you should act, all of those precise elements, I can't say for certain without knowing your exact situation. But if you remember to be calm, relaxed, and positive, you're going to be presenting yourself in a way which is much more likely for someone, i.e. your ex, to want to spend time with than if you got into an angry back and forth. An argument is not going to help. Now, what about apologies? You know, people often ask me, if I'm a dumpy, should I be apologizing? Well, I would say you apologize if you have something to apologize for. The dumpy is not always in the wrong. Sometimes the dumper is very plainly and clearly in the wrong for their actions pre and post breakup. And if you have nothing to apologize for, dumpies, then you shouldn't. If you're unsure, then maybe you could say something in your own words, such as, look, I'm sorry if there's something that you feel I've done. I'm not entirely sure what it is, but I didn't mean to hurt you, and I apologize if there is something that you believe I've done. Okay, that is a potential way around a situation where you don't really know what you've done. However, if you do know you've crossed the line, if you do know you have done bad behavior, you made a mistake, and you have something to apologize for, then yes, you should apologize. Ideally, you would have done it pre-breakup. But even if you have, if this is a situation you find yourself in now, with your ex coming at you again and again and again, then maybe there is that possibility of apologizing one more time to try and clear the air. But you can't be apologizing forevermore, and I certainly don't suggest you continue to do so. One apology during the situation is absolutely fine. Remembering to stay calm, relaxed, and positive will give you the best possible chance of trying to reset your connection with your ex, calming everything down, and hopefully enabling better, safer, and more constructive communication moving forward. But just remember, if your ex is spending time on you, then it means they've certainly got some level of feeling for you still. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.